changing the GMO conversation. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, in our previous report, we spoke on how GMO labeling could cause more harm than good. And now we look a little deeper into the contentious issue with thoughts from Dr. Kathleen Enright, who believes that despite the head start biotechnology opponents have, there's still plenty of opportunity to change the conversation about genetically modified organisms. Enright, Biotechnology Industry Organization Executive Vice President for Food and Agriculture, notes that just as adoption of GM crops is on the rise around the world, so is consumer opposition to it here in the U.S. As Enright notes that more and more organizations are working to create fear, attack agriculture, and malign biotechnology companies. And she says it appears to be working, as there were legislative efforts and ballot initiatives aimed at making labeling mandatory in more than 30 states in 2013. Enright adds that opposing these efforts on a state-by-state basis is unsustainable. But research has showed that people who have unfavorable opinions about GMOs base their purchasing decisions on other factors as well, like price. Enright says that's an opening for biotech proponents, and the key is an open, transparent dialogue with consumers. Whether it's a website like GMOAnswers.com or a conversation between a farmer and a grocery store customer, the main goal is to give people the whole story so they can make up their own minds. Enright says there's too much at stake not to succeed, noting that we're going to need as much knowledge, diversity, and innovation as possible to feed the growing world. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.